This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and South Korea have emphasized enhancing economic cooperation during the talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the visiting President of South Korea, Lee Jae-myung. Briefing the media after the bilateral talks in New Delhi, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, P. Kumaran, said that the two leaders reviewed the overall progress in the India-Korea Special Strategic Partnership. He said that both the leaders discussed avenues to further expand cooperation in trade, financial services, shipbuilding, AI, energy, semiconductors, critical and emerging technologies, defense and security, as well as people-to-people and cultural exchanges.
Both sides have decided to enhance economic cooperation, and the new areas of cooperation include shipbuilding, artificial intelligence, semiconductors, critical minerals, supply chain resilience, and diversification. The two sides also decided to further strengthen people-to-people ties. There was an alignment of views on several regional and global issues of interest to both sides, particularly in the Indo-Pacific.
President Draupadi Murmu will visit Odisha today. During the day-long visit, the president will inaugurate a planetarium and science center and the Nirmal Munda Parivesh Path at a public function in Raurkela. President Murmu will also inaugurate a tribal museum and integrated command and control center at Raurkela. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will address civil servants on the 18th Civil Services Day in New Delhi today. This event will be organized by the Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances, DARPG, under the Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions. The theme for this year's event is Viksit Bharat, Citizen-Centric Governance and Development at the Last Mile. The Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Ministry said that the Civil Services Day is observed annually as an occasion for the civil servants across India to rededicate themselves to the cause of citizens and renew their commitment to public service and excellence in their work. Government has approved the export of an additional 25 lakh metric tons of wheat to support farmers and maintain stability in domestic markets. The decision follows a review of production estimates, stock availability and price trends. The Union Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said wheat acreage during the Rabi 2026 season has risen to over 334 lakh hectares, compared to over 328 lakh hectares last year. It said the increase reflects growing farmer confidence, backed by an assured minimum support price and strong procurement systems. Indian Railways will operate 18,262 summer special train trips nationwide over 3 months. It will address the anticipated rise in passenger demand and ensure a smooth and convenient travel experience. The Minister of Railways informed that it has taken significant steps to ensure smooth and comfortable travel for passengers during the peak summer season by approving a large number of special train services across the country. It also said that for the period from the 15th of April to 15th of July this year, a total of 908 summer special trains have been approved, which will operate 18,262 trips to cater to the increased travel demand. Two top political leaders are giving a final push to sway voters as high-voltage campaign for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and the first phase of voting in West Bengal concludes today. Voting in the two states is scheduled to take place on Thursday. BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address public rallies in Siliguri, West Bardhaman, West Mednipur and East Mednipur districts in support of party candidates today. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heat wave conditions over Chandigarh, Delhi, Haryana, East Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Gangetic West Bengal, Punjab and Vidarbh for the next 2 days. The weather agency has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall in isolated places of Arunachal Pradesh today. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Gujarat Titans by 99 runs in a league stage match at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Put into bat first, Mumbai Indians posted 199 runs for 5 wickets in 20 overs, riding on Tilak Varma's maiden unbeaten century in just 45 balls. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Delhi Capitals at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.